朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
真像诗篇说的，当我们满口喜笑、满舌欢呼的时候。
It's like the psalm says when we are rejoicing and our mouths are praising.
外邦人就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
The Gentiles will say the Lord has done great things for them.
底下诗人说，耶和华果然为我们行了大事。
And indeed, the Lord has done great things for them.
我们就欢喜啊。
Therefore, we rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这些日子，我们对神在我们中间所行做的事，每一个人都有很多不同的反应。
I'm sure we all have different responses to what the Lord has done for us recently.
其实人行的事情叫事迹，神做事都叫神迹，对不对？
It seems like the works of men are called deeds or works, but then the works of God are called miracles.
那因为我们太多注意到人的行人的事迹了。
That's because we pay too much attention to the works of men.
我们有的时候太忽略了神在我们中间所做的事。
So we ignore the works of God among us.
其实神所有做的事都叫神迹啊。
Actually, all the works of God are called miracles.
当约翰写约翰福音结束的时候。
When, at the conclusion of the Gospel of John.
他说耶稣又行了许多的神迹没有记在这个书上。
He says, Jesus has done much more than what's recorded in this book.
但是记这些事是要叫你们知道耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
But all these things were recorded so that you will know that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
所以看见了没有？当神做事的时候，很重要的目的是要叫我们认识他是谁。
So when God does something, one very important purpose is for us to know Him.
并且叫你们因为信了他的名可以得生命。
So that you may have life by believing in His name.
所以神迹发生，一方面是要叫我们认识神到底是谁。
So miraculous signs happen so that we will know who God is.
知道他是基督，是神的儿子。
So that we will know that He is Christ, the Son of God.
而另外一方面是要叫我们这个人被改变。
On the other hand, they are to transform us.
叫我们因着信他的名，因着信心，我们的生命被神改变。
So that through our faith in His name, our life can be transformed.
9月2号在我坐飞机往华盛顿 DC 去的时候。
On my way to Washington DC on September 2nd.
我坐在上面，我预备信息，我在那里祷告。
While I was praying and preparing for my message.
那突然里面出现了一句话，当神迹发生时。
All of a sudden, a statement came into my heart. When miracles happen.
那我知道我们的神在我们中间过去这一路过来，他其实已经行做了许多的神迹奇事。
I know that the Lord has done many miracles in the past for us.
我等一下会代表教会，代表 committee 跟弟兄姊妹很简单的 review 一下。
I will later on brief you the journey.
但是当神迹发生的时候，我们到底应该要用一个什么样子的态度？
But when miracles do happen, what kind of attitude should we have?
这两天我们陆陆续续，不管从网络上、从电话上、从弟兄姊妹的分享里面，我们听见了许多许多不同的反应。
In this couple days, in the past, we have received different responses from friends and families and brothers and sisters locally and remotely.
当然有很多人满口喜笑、满舌欢呼啊，这是很常见的。
Many with rejoice and with laughter.
但是我们也收到一些的见证，一些的信书，当他们一听见我们教会买城的时候，他们哭了。
We also heard many testimonies that when they first heard of this news, they cried.
有一个姊妹写信说，当她看见这个消息的时候，她还来不及从位置上站起来，眼泪都已经流下来。
One sister says when she heard of this news, she didn't even have time to get up from her chair, and then she just wept.
她很想找一个房间里面去安静下来，好好亲近这位又真又活的神。
Because she wanted to find a place where she can have a quiet time with this true and living God.
那有的人在这件事情发生的时候，他们里面被神显明他的小信，他在主面前认罪啊。
And some confess that when this happens, all these things expose their unbelief and then their little faith and then they confess.
礼拜五我们小组有个姊妹小同事，她老家的有一个弟兄一听见这个消息的时候就说我灭亡了，我灭亡了。
A sister on Friday night shared that one brother in her hometown says that when he first heard of this news, he says, woe to me, woe to me.
因为他说他自己里面不相信这件事情会成就。
Because he did not believe this would happen.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那有人在这件事情发生的时候，他心里面充满了感恩。
And some people are full of thanksgiving in their hearts.
也就像我刚才说的，他们老家山东老家有一个聚会，他们当天晚上的聚会就改成感恩的聚会了。
As I shared, there was this home church meeting in Shandong. On that very night, they changed their meeting to Thanksgiving meeting.
当然我也听到了一些有点像多马的话，就是说真的吗？真的是神迹吗？
Then I also heard some statements like those of Thomas. Is it really true? Is it really a miracle?
弟兄姊妹，我们各式各样的反应都有。
There are all sorts of responses.
到底当神做事的时候，我们应该要用一个怎样的态度
？So what kind of attitude should we have when God does work?
其实，在我们九月五号那一天在教会地下室祷告的时候
，On September 5th, when there was a prayer meeting in the basement of Orange Avenue.
那第二天我们就要面临一个这么关键的日子。
Because we were about to face a very critical day the next day.
我记得那一天我跟所有参加的弟兄姊妹们发出一个挑战。
I remember that day I challenged everyone who attended the prayer meeting.
我说再过一天这件事情就要成为过去。
One more day, this will be history.
但是到底今天我们有没有真正的到主的面前去面对我们所信所传的这位神。
But today, do we go before God whom we preach and we believe?
我们不管别人怎么说，不管外在的环境怎么样，到底我个人，我这个人有没有跟神面对面的 encounter?
Regardless what other people say or do, but me, my personal,
我真的相信他是神吗
do I really believe that he is God?
我真的把他当神来相信吗
Do I believe him as God?
弟兄姊妹，老约翰告诉我们，这世界和其上的情欲有一天都要成为过去。
John tells us that all this world and things of the world, the desire of this world will all pass one day.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Only those who does the will of God will.Last forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所发生的这些事，甚至我们所买的会所，有一天都会成为过去。
All these things that are happening to us, including the building, will one day pass away.
但是在整个的过程里面，我们到底得着了主没有
？But in the entire process, have we obtained the Lord?
到底我们得着了可以存到永恒的这些产业没有
？Have we obtained the inheritance that will last forever?
那另外一方面就是神在这件事情的里面，神得着了我们没有
？And then on the other side.Has God obtained us?
弟兄姊妹，很多的机会都要成为过去了。
Many opportunities will be gone.
我常常讲的一句话就是，所有的机会在时间里面，时间过去了，很多的机会我们就再也没有了。
I often say that opportunities are in the time frame, in the frame of time. When time passes, opportunities are no more.
那很多的机会还会常常有哈。
Of course, there are some opportunities that will keep coming back.
像我如果哪一天 miss 掉谁做的一顿饭，那我将来可能还有机会吃到。
So if I miss a meal cooked by someone, I might have another chance to taste it.
就跟我们以前有一个姊妹，她答应说一答应了好多年，说要请我们吃做什么猫耳朵，结果她做的那次我正好不在。
Just like a sister kept promising us that she will cook some delicious food for us.But then I missed it when the very first time that she made it.
那个猫耳就是面疙瘩，你们不要想成那么残忍的事。
It's a type of noodle.
可她做的时候我 miss 掉了。
But I missed it when she cooked it.
可是我将来还会有这个机会。
But I'm sure I might have chance in the future.
弟兄姊妹，很多属灵的机会，时间过去，那个机会再也没有。
But then there are many spiritual opportunities that will be gone with time.
那我们何等希望，弟兄姊妹，我们前面还有好多机会啊。
And then how I wish that we will have many.Opportunities in the future.
我们一定要真实的来遇见我们所说的这位神。
We have to face God that we talk about.
他向百姓显出他大能的作为。
He has shown people his great works.
把外邦地赐给他们为业。
And give them the land of other nations.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是要把一切的荣耀都来归给神。
We ought to give him all the glory.
那今天早晨呢，我跟弟兄姊妹在我分享说到底神迹发生的时候，我们应该怎么样子的态度之前。
Before I share with you the attitudes we ought to have when miracles happen.
我们等于说，因为现在是一个很重要的 milestone 哈，我们一个很重要的关卡。第二个巨人倒下来了。
Now that we have achieved a very important milestone, the second giant has just fallen.
也让我们趁这个机会，我们稍微回顾一下主这一年多对我们的带领。
So we want to go through what has happened in the past year, some kind of reminiscence.
我相信当我们在这里分享的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们越听，我们会越感恩的。
I'm sure as we share, we will be more and more grateful.
那首先我先要讲说，这一次我们会所能够真正买成几个很重要的一个感恩跟见证。
I'd like to share with you some blessings and testimonies. They're very crucial to the success of this deal.
那我在这里我简单提三个点就好。
I'll name three.
那第一个呢，是我们整个弟兄姊妹教会的弟兄姊妹那个可圈可点的表现。
They're the outstanding performances of our brothers and sisters at our own church.
弟兄姊妹，为了整个买会所的事情，我真的心里面非常的敬拜，非常的感恩。
For the entire process, my heart is full of thanksgiving and worship to God.
其实我最大的喜乐还不是在9月6号。
So my greatest joy did not happen on September
6th. 而是在这一路上我看见神在教会中在弟兄姊妹身上的改变。
But all the way, I have seen transformation on brothers and sisters.
那首先就是我们整个对神的信心的提升。
First is the lifting of our faith toward God.
好多的弟兄姊妹都已经做过见证，从前就是风闻有神，这一次亲自来经历的神。
Many brothers and sisters have testified they used to hear about God, but this time they get to experience God firsthand.
虽然很多的时候我们信心面临考验，甚至信心软弱掉了
It is true that many times our faith were tested.And then we became weak.
但是弟兄姊妹，随着时间的过来，真的是风雨生信心啊。
But then through the time that our faith grew out of storm.
大家对神的认识，很多弟兄姊妹借着这一次的遭遇，有了第一手的经历。
That we get to our knowledge and experiencing God get to grow firsthand.
那第二件事情就是我们在祷告上的进步。
Second is our progress in prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们最近几次有时候教会的祷告会，连楼下整个地下室都塞满了。
Like recently, our prayer meetings were so packed, and then we had full house.
满到一个地步，我们要开厨房的门或者开走道的门出去。
It was so full that we have to have seats in the kitchen or in the hallway.
我前两天还跟培明弟兄讲，我说你还记不记得我们刚开工的时候，小猫两三只，真的就是五六个人跪在讲台上祷告的日子。
The other day, I was sharing with Brother Pei Ming that remember when we first started our church, our prayer meeting were, you know, we had like two or three people praying on the podium.
现在越来越多的弟兄姊妹喜欢祷告。
Now more and more brothers and sisters love to pray.
因为我们知道神听祷告。
Because we know that God listens to prayers.
因为我们知道借着祷告，我们可以来遇见听祷告的神。
Because we know that through prayers, we get to meet God who listens to prayers.
过去一年多，我们有多少的祷告会
？In the past year, we have numerous prayer meetings.
光光在 Bowers 那个新场地，我们整年风雨无阻的在那里祷告。
We had a prayer meetings at Bowers facility all year round.
那只有碰到自己教会退休会的时候，我们不得已才停了那么一两次，其他我们风雨无阻的。
We only stopped once due to our church retreat. Otherwise, rain and shine, we have prayer meetings.
多少弟兄姊妹学禁食祷告
？Many people are learning how to fast and pray.
还不是只是禁食一顿，是至少三顿饭不吃的禁食祷告。
Not just one meal, but whole day.
我知道前几天各个小组还守夜的轮流祷告。
And then last week we even have night watch throughout the night.
我们还实行了两次24/100的祷告。
And then we had two times 24/100 prayer.
弟兄姊妹已经慢慢知道祷告的重要。
So gradually we learned the importance of prayers.
我们碰到事的时候，我们会学习屈膝在这位做宝座的神面前。
Whenever something happened, we learn to bow and kneel before God.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个产业跟这个祝福远远大过外在所有的祝福。
You know, this heritage is much greater than any outward blessings we have received.
如果弟兄姊妹你最近还没有在祷告的生活上有显著的进步，求神真的帮助我们。
May the Lord help us if we do not have any significant progress in our prayer life.
我相信在过去这一年多常常在祷告中来到神宝座面前的人在这件事情的这个祝福一定特别的深刻。
I'm sure those who have come to God for prayer very often in the past year will be greatly blessed.
第三件我们感恩的事情是弟兄姊妹甘心尽心的奉献。
The third thing that I I'm very thankful it's brothers and sisters willful and cheerful offering.
我记得我们一开始买会所的时候就说到这是我们其中的一个关卡弟兄姊妹要面对的挑战。
I remember at the very beginning I said this is a challenge and the hurdle that we have to overcome.
弟兄姊妹整个世界的人都是在追求钱。
Because the entire world is pursuing money.
啊我不是说每一个人我就说这是世界的潮流跟倾向。
It might not be everybody, but this is the trend of the world.
那马门在人身上有形无形的捆绑弟兄姊妹非常的强烈的。
And then the power of money on people is so strong.
而这一年多里面弟兄姊妹在主面前尽心竭力的奉献我相信天上的神心里何等的喜乐。
But this past year, brothers and sisters have offered cheerfully and do their best, and I'm sure God is so pleased in heaven.
好我们教会的同工帮我们稍微做了一点点简单的整理。
And our co-workers have done some statistics.
那我们这一次买会所就是我们最近的哈，就从2003年以后的事情。
Since the year 2003.
那之前的我们因为电脑换了 system， 还没办法去追踪。
We cannot trace before year 2003 because of our computer systems upgrade.
我们从外地进来的奉献大概有200多笔。
So we had about more than 200 offerings from outside.
是各地的包括中国大陆的这些弟兄姊妹他们那么爱我们他们把奉献寄过来给我们。
They're from all over the places, including China, out of their love for us.
而且你们知不知道从我们自己教会奉献箱开出来的有多少笔吗？
Do you know how many offerings from our own church?
要不要猜猜看？
Guess? Make a guess?
有没有人愿意猜猜看？
Anyone wants to try?
都不讲话不敢讲还是将近2000笔知道吗
It's almost 2,000
哎呀弟兄姊妹当我看到这个数字的时候我真的是感谢神
When I saw the number my heart praised God
财务同工告诉我们教会有收入的人不到100个人
Our treasurer co-workers tell us thatWe have less than 100 people who have regular income.
你可以知道有多少的弟兄姊妹他们一次奉献两次奉献三次奉献。
So imagine there must be many brothers and sisters who kept offering once, twice, three times.
当我以前全时间出来服侍主以前我在教会我也是财务同工。
Before I became a minister, I one time served as a treasurer co-worker.
我常常在开奉献箱的时候我的眼泪掉下来因为我碰到的不是钱我碰到的是弟兄姊妹对神的爱。
I remember I often wept when I opened the offering box because what I handled was not money, but the love of brothers and sisters for the church.
在过去两年多来从我们教会奉献箱开出了将近2000笔为会所的奉献。
So in the past year,there were more than, there were almost 2,000 offerings made for the church building.
你说我们能够不感恩不赞美神吗？
How can we not praise and give thanks to God?
每一笔奉献都说到我们宁可放下世上的享受跟我自己的快乐我愿意来满足神。
Because every offering represents our denial of this world and our willing heart for God.
虽然最小一笔的奉献不过三个 quarter 75 cent.
Although the smallest offering was 75 cents.
我相信可能是从小朋友来的但是弟兄姊妹神都悦纳。
I'm sure it's from a child, but I'm sure God was pleased.
因为每一笔奉献都是一个抉择都是一个取舍。
Because every offering represents a decision, a choice.
我们省下这个钱我们可以给自己添很好的家具。
If we save this amount of money, we can buy some good furniture.
我们省下这个钱我们可以把破旧的屋顶换新。
Or we can change our roof.
我们可以买一辆新车。
We can buy a new car.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有太多太多的声音在我们里面说，你为你自己体贴体贴你自己吧。
There's so many voices must be echoing our hearts. Think about yourself. Think about yourself.
但是我何等感谢主，就在我们中间，就是我们这班的弟兄姊妹，我们在过去这段时间有这么美好的奉献。
But yet I thank God, just in our midst, we have so many beautiful offerings.
我们应该感谢神。
Let's thank God.
真的应该感谢神。
We ought to thank him.
我们能爱他是因为他先爱我们。
We can love him because he first loved us.
没有人拿刀架在我们脖子上教我们奉献的。
No one threatened us with a knife to offer.
所以刚才国豪弟兄讲到最后一天那个景象弟兄姊妹说到弟兄姊妹的爱那个迫切。
Like brother Robin said, on the last day, it shows so clearly brothers and sisters desperate for God.
我听见弟兄们把他们两个耳康 close 掉为了把钱掉出来。
I heard a brother closed two accounts in order to transfer money.
我看见有人拿着钱冲到教会，冲到银行去。
And some with the cash in their hands rush into church or bank.
弟兄姊妹，美好的见证。
These are all beautiful testimonies.
第四件事情，整个教会同心同行的见证。
The fourth testimony is that we walk in one accord.
我们在整个进行的过程里面。
Throughout the entire process.
我们没有听见，没有看见人在这里攻击教会这个决定。
We did not see anyone attacking the decision of church.
哦，在这里不服气，在这里挑战这个决定。
There was no one challenging or saying anything against it.
虽然有些人会有困惑，不明白我们为什么要买这么大的地方。
Some may be confused and doubt and wonder why such big place.
虽然有人会害怕说我们能够 make it 吗？
Some may fear if we can really make it.
但是弟兄姊妹，这都是可以了解的感觉跟反应，这不是消极啊。
But these are understandable, they are not passive.
但弟兄姊妹，整件事情里面，神家这么和谐的在这里顺服神的旨意往前去。
But throughout the entire process, house of God was in harmony to follow him.
我知道我们教会有一大半以上是在这里得救的，你们因为没有去参加过别的聚会。
I know that most of us were saved here, so you have not been to other churches.
因为我们听过很多的人告诉我们说，很多教会分裂造成教会难处的原因，最主要的原因之一就是在教会建堂的时候。
We have heard many people tell us a lot of churches ended up splitting because of buying a new building.
因为每一个人都有自己的意见，因为他们要奉献钱，他们觉得自己有权利表达自己的看法。
Because many people have their own opinions.They think that they offer money, so they're entitled to their own opinion.
但是我发现在这里弟兄姊妹这么和谐，这样子的信任长职跟 committee 在这里的带领。
But how I appreciate that we were in harmony and that people respected and trusted decisions of the deacons and elders.
第二件事情我特别要感谢的就是这些的长职们，这些的 committee， 他们在神家立了一个非常好的 leadership 的榜样。
And also, I want to thank the members of the committee and elders and deacons.For setting up a good example for the family of God.
在过去这两年多里面，有说不尽的时候，说不出的讲不完的这个 meeting， 他们在背后在那里开会，在那里祷告。
Because in the past years, they have attended numerous meetings for discussions and for prayers.
可能弟兄姊妹在不知道的里面，这些人聚在一起，他们为神家祷告，为着碰到的困难在那里寻求。
Without many people knowing.They gather together to pray to seek God's will.
而当他们聚在一起的时候，中间没有一个人会坚持己见，只在乎神的旨意到底是什么。
And whenever they gather, no one would insist on their own opinions. All they care is God's will be done among them.
怎么样子能够叫神得到最大的荣耀
？So that God will have obtained the maximum glory.
Even 到了最后几天，我到华盛顿 D.C. 去，我不在啊。
Even in the last couple of days when I was away in Washington D.C.
我听说这些长子。的同工们，他们礼拜五各个小组聚完会以后，合在教会里面，他们继续交通祷告到半夜一点多。
And I heard that elders and deacons gathered together after the Friday night Bible study, and then they pray and discuss until 1 a.m.
那在这么多弟兄姊妹担心、焦急、催促的里面，说：“难道你们没有任何这个紧急措施？万一钱筹不到该怎么办吗？”
While many brothers and sisters were inquiring.Don't you have any backup plan? What if this? What if that?
他们本来聚在一起是要讨论到底我们应该是不是要有什么 backup plan.
So the purpose of their gathering together was to discuss if they should have backup plan.
就后来我听说他们祷告到一点钟，众人都还是说我们凭着信心往前去。
And I heard at the end of the meeting at 1 a.m., they all agreed in one accord they will march on in faith.
弟兄姊妹，我真的是感谢神。
How I thank God.
在过去这一年多里面，我等一下讲到那几个特别的一些关卡。跟挑战的面前。
Before I mention some very specific events and hurdles and challenges we faced in the past year,
我们真的是虽然会有信心面临考验或是软弱。
Indeed, there were times that we were being tested and we felt weak.
可是当我们退回到主面前祷告完的时候，我们都还是一致的顺服神的旨意。
But then, as we retreat back to the Lord and pray.We all decided to be in one accord and obey.
那第三个我要特别感恩的呢，就是我们最后成交的那一天所发生的事情。
And then the third thing I want to give thanks is what happened on the last day, the day of the deal.
那我相信大家那天礼拜二晚上祷告会已经听到了很精彩的见证。
Those who came to the prayer meeting on Tuesday night have heard of this exciting story.
我记得那天我们在 Title Company 这个办公室里面。 我们三位长老在等这个邦彦弟兄跟国豪弟兄十万火急就送支票来的时候。
That day when the three of us, elders were waiting in the title company office for the, for Brother Robin and Ben.
我就跟其他两位弟兄讲，我说我们好像在演电影一样。
So I told the other two brothers, I feel that we are filming a movie.
好像那个炸弹快要爆炸了，然后十九、八、七、六、五，然后到最后的关键的时候，救难英雄出现。
It seems like we are in the countdown of a time bomb, and at the last minute, the hero came to rescue.
然后过了几分钟以后，就看见国豪冲进办公室，一面进来一面讲说：“现在正好四点十五分，正好四点十五。
”And then in a few minutes, we saw Brother Robin rushing in the office and say, "Now it's 4:15. Now it's 4:15."
弟兄姊妹，我们真的很多的事情我们要感恩。
There's so many things we ought to give thanks to.
而且我们心里面也特别感动，神用了一个这么特别的方法，借着有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们在及时，他们来帮助我们。
And we especially thank God for preparing a group of people who love God and help us just in time.
不仅仅供应了我们还来不及应付的钱。
Not only provided us with the funds that we could not have at the moment.
而且弟兄们那样子的爱我们，在电话里面给我们的鼓励、
And then the brothers loved us so much, they gave us words of encouragement.
虽然这笔钱是他和他的同工们是早就已经为着主有一个特别的用途，他们积存的，他们留着的。
Actually, the fund was saved for a special purpose from him and his co-workers.
只是因为那个计划目前还有一点点单延，所以这笔钱他不仅仅转过来帮助我们。
So because of some delay of their plan, they were willing to transfer the fund to help us.
尤其弟兄最后跟我讲的那句话说，你就当作我们给你们的 donation, 你们将来再 donate 回给我们都可以。
And then the brother told me that just treat this as our offering donation to you, and in the future, you can donate it back to us.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是弟兄的爱，他们就愿意过来帮助我们。
This is out of brotherly love that they help us.
我想起历代志上第三章，当所罗门，历代志下第三章，当所罗门建圣殿的时候。
I remember in the Second Chronicle chapter 3, when Solomon was building the temple.
那圣经上告诉我们，他是到摩利亚山。在这个奥兰的会场，在那里为神建殿。
The Bible says the temple was built on the Mount Moriah on the threshing floor of Ornan.
在这个撒母耳记下的时候，又说是亚劳拿的会场上。
But then in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, it says on the threshing floor of Arana.
听说在历史上有一个很美的故事。
So there was this beautiful story told in the history.
说到这两个是兄弟，那么父母亲很早就去世了。
The story was told that Arnon and Arana, they were brothers, and then their parents died when they were young.
那阿兰跟亚劳莱两个是兄弟，那后来哥哥先结了婚。
And then these were two brothers, and the older brother got married first.
他们各有一块田，各有一个禾场。
They both owned a threshing floor, each own a threshing floor.
那在收成的时候呢，哥哥想到弟弟一个人，他就想到说要去帮助他。
In the time of harvest, the older brother thought about his younger brother and he wanted to help him out.
所以他在半夜的时候，他就挑了两担他的收成，想要送到他家去。
So in the middle of the night, he carried some harvest to his younger brother's house.
那这个弟弟想到哥哥结婚了，生孩子，家里的需要多，然后想要送一些东西去帮助他。
And the younger brother thought about, oh, my older brother's married, now have children, he must have greater needs, and he wanted to help him out.
所以他在半夜也挑了两担他的收成送到对方去了。
So in the middle of the night, he brought some harvest and sent it to his brother's house.
第二天早上他们发现都没有少，怎么还在这里呢？
So the next morning, they found their produce was the same.There's nothing missing.
所以第二天晚上他们又在这里送。
So the second night they did exactly the same thing.
就后来终于有一天在田埂两个相遇了。
Finally they met each other on the field.
他们才晓得怎么回事，弟兄相拥。
Then they realized what had happened and they embraced each other.
所以有人说这个圣殿的根基，一方面是摩利亚山说到亚伯拉罕献以撒，对神永远把最好的献给神。
So the temple was built on Mount Moriah where Abraham offered Isaac, he offered God his best.
而另外一个根基是在弟兄相爱的根基。
And the other foundation of the temple was the brotherly love shown here.
那我相信弟兄和他的同工们把他们的基金在我们最危急的时候来帮助我们。
So when this brother helped us in our urgent need,
我们决定在主的爱里面，我们希望主给我们足够的力量，让我们丰丰富富的也能够服侍，能够回报他们。
Then I hope God will abundantly help us and supply us so that we can help them back.
那么在我们这一路过来，
As we go through this process,
我现在很快的讲一下，其实我们不光是在结束的这个日子里面，神为我们行做大事。
Not only the Lord has done great things in the last few days.
以赛亚书60章13节告诉我们，他神说我脚踏之地都是荣耀。
Isaiah chapter 60 tells us that I will glorify the place of my feet.
我们整个买会所的事情，我们好像在走一条非常荣耀的路。
The entire process is like a path of glory.
神在前面带领我们，我们在后面跟随他。
God is leading us in the front, and we're just following Him.
那从神这一面，神脚踏之地都是荣耀。
So everywhere that the Lord has set His feet is glory.
那这是我们所有的人都可以见证的，神每做一件事情都显出了他的荣耀来。
We can all testify that whatever God does,He shows His glory.
而从我们这一面呢，凡我们脚掌所踏之地都成为我们的产业啊。
But then from our perspective, anywhere we set our foot on becomes our inheritance.
那我也决定相信这是我们每一个人可以做的见证。
I'm sure this is a testimony that every one of us can give.
不管我们在信心上，在祷告上，在奉献上，我们所有的学习，你发现神都赐给我们成为永远的产业。
Whether in our faith, in our offering, in our prayer, anywhere that we learn and practice,That becomes our inheritance.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。